high quality trivia.
Hard questions. High quality questions. High Quinn trivia.
Where am I? Am I here? Oh, I'm here. There I am.
Hello.
I've turned me up more because my voice is gone.
And I was on that side, so I had to turn it down.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that makes sense. Are you guys playing? Are we playing?
We're playing HQ Trivia right now as we speak.
Live on the podcast?
Live on the podcast. I don't care if we film at 6. We have to do HQ Trivia at 6.
Oh, God, this is dangerous.
We're going to try not to have this happen.
No, this is not happening every week.
No.
Just this week.
This one time, I told you the HQ Trivia hype is real, and the prize is $1,000 today.
Luis is
in. We were so close earlier today at the noon show.
Oh, wait. Brett's trying to speak. Let's get him in. Oh, Brett's back in the game, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Brett's here again.
And hey, everybody.
Editor Brett.
Spencer's back here.
Oh, I'm not dead.
Spencer's not dead.
Not yet. Can't kill me yet.
Well,
close though. I was very close.
I guess
I was very.
You were. You,
I was very close.
Yeah, that was almost the end.
I brushed with death.
Oh my! I think our fans would have made a compilation video with all the.
It's just it's just me trying to climb around a table for like 8 hours. That would be the compilation video.
So me and Star are gonna be playing H. Oh shit! Here we go.
Oh, it's starting. Okay, you have to read the question up the microphone.
Shit, I don't, which one of these?
South America.
Oh, okay, thank you. I can't do the podcast and this at the same time. I realize. So I'm gonna dip out for a second.
Oh God!
Just answer the questions, Luis.
I can't engage and then do this podcast at the same time. My brain doesn't work that way.
We're just not gonna hear Mr. Scott like to answer and talk about the answers to the question.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
We'll just see it when it pops up.
When did, okay, so you got them into this. I know we talked about this last week, but I wasn't here.
Right.
So how did you discover this?
Honestly.
Have we already talked about this? Am I repeating content?
No. Okay. I got into it via Phil and Amanda's tweets on Twitter. They were talking about it and asked for extra lives. I'm like, what is this? And then
which Disney film adaptation is the highest grossing show in the history of Broadway? Lion King.
Yeah. Okay. So I saw that. I was like, what is this? Okay. And I downloaded it and then the game started and I was like, Oh, this is going to be my new obsession forever. I love this. This is all I've ever wanted. And
Jesus.
How genius.
Yeah, it is pretty genius.
Because it's not tied to anything. It's just its own app.
Yeah.
You could just.
It's pretty cool.
The idea that you could just make a show and make an app for your show. And it's just like, hey, you don't even need YouTube. You just make the thing.
Here's my question, though. Why is it not on Android? Is it so hard?
Yeah, get on Android. Are you hearing us, HQ?
Yeah,
we know you're listening.
I'm sure they know. I'm sure they know they need to.
Is this okay? So I wasn't able to listen to last week's podcast. Are we just repeating things we've said from last week?
No, not at all.
Okay,
not
okay. Because so, I know it was themed.
Because I brought this up like halfway through.
Star brought up an article about the host last time.
Yeah, because the reason why they got like
Portillo Burger uses which of these substitutes? Oh,
mushroom. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
So it's gonna get hard now after this third question.
Yeah, you guys are gonna be struggling, and then you might cry a little bit.
I have an extra life though, thanks to the Slack.
Hey, shout out to the Slack.
Hey, Slack, if you want to jump on HQ Trivia, why don't you use my referral code, L like in lion, U like in umbrella, W like in Whataburger. Oh, you guys don't know what that is. W like in watermelon, I like an I, and the number 12. That's Louis 12, L-U-W-I 12.
Yeah,
wait,
what
is a Whataburger?
You don't
know what Whataburger is?
Whataburger is
a Texas thing, right?
Yes,
You said nobody's going to know this. I thought you just made it up, and you're like, oh, yeah, you're not going to know what that is.
No, a lot of Southern people know what Whataburger is.
Got it, just me.
You have your In-N-Outs, California. You have your White Castle in Chicago. You have your Shake Shack in New York.
Okay.
And then you got your Whataburger.
In Texas.
It's really pronounced Whataburger.
Yes.
But we all pronounce
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Well, I used to think it was Whataburger.
So did I. I used to think it was like some type of like moisture burger.
I mean, that doesn't sound great.
The Battle of Britain was which kind of warfare?
I don't like my...
The Battle of Britain was which kind of warfare?
I'm going to say...
Naval?
I'm going to go... Shit, I went with naval.
Damn it! No!
That
was not our plan.
Did we have this strategy where we don't know? We
each
pick something else.
So we have a strategy that if we don't know the answer to the question, me and Star will pick opposite answers.
So one of us will live.
Unfortunately, we both picked the same answer.
And was it wrong?
We don't know yet.
Oh,
oh
God.
No, it's just, it's too much pressure.
This is terrible because they don't know what questions we're freaking out about.
They don't. Well, I don't even know.
You don't even know. God damn it. That's
wrong.
We lost.
All right, you guys are out.
I know. I have an extra life thanks to the Slack.
Thanks to the Slack.
Thanks to the Slack.
Shout out to the Slack.
Back
hey,
in the
I
game.
was really sick over this past week. Actually, I've been sick for the past two weeks.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second. This says you're eliminated. Would you like to share? No, I don't want to share. I've been complaining about this in the office all day. Why did I want to share that I lost?
I shared that I got to number 10.
That's different. You have a high score of 10. This isn't telling me I have a high score of anything. This
I feel
says,
like if you get out before question like 3, yeah.
You're a loser.
What's another name for plaster of Paris? Cement, lime, or plaster, or gypsum?
I think it's plaster.
I have no idea.
Plaster's in the name of all of it.
Wait, what's the question?
It's gone. I picked gypsum.
This is
I
fast
don't know.
Because you
I don't
have
know.
10 seconds to answer each question.
As soon as he starts talking. Or she, because sometimes
you can
it's Sharon.
Even Google the question.
I think
you
her
can
name is Sharon.
Google
it. Is her name Sharon, the other one?
I don't know. Are you got it
Sharon
right?
Stone?
Oh, shit, I got it right.
Sharon Stone.
There's a substitute host, because obviously Scott can't host every day. That would be insane. So there's a substitute host named Sharon.
Yeah.
What?
Never mind. You guys already talked about it. I was like, who is this guy?
Oh, he's just some comedian that they hired. And the reason HQ got big last week was because there was some article that... I forgot the name of the company, but they were going to do like a little fluff piece on him. Like, hey, this quirky new app, this host, people like him. Hold on. Which Weezer album, initially panned by critics and fans upon its release, was considered the best bands?
Pinkerton.
Thank you. I did not know that. So they were going to do a fluff piece on him, and then they contacted, you know, HQ's PR to like make sure everything's cool,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And the owner, the guy who created HQ, flipped the fuck out and was just like, no, he's going to fire Scott if this article comes out and all this stuff. And everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Damn, that question knocked out a lot of people.
Is this a savage question?
Savage question.
Savage.
Savage.
Adam Savage.
So
Randy
once,
Savage.
So once the people writing the article were like, oh, now the story's going to be about how you're a nut bar.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And so they did that instead.
And then the thing blew up.
And it turned out, like, the reason he didn't want this article to come out about Scott was because they're all contract workers. And, like, it's about to renew. And he's, like, the host. So he has more leverage.
To negotiate.
And if because he's a really good host.
He's great.
He's a perfect amount of cheesy. Knows how to do, like, improv. Like,
question time.
Okay, wait. Which of these musicians appeared in several... episodes of Different Strokes? John Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, Janet Jackson.
I don't know the answer to that.
I think that was Janet Jackson.
No idea.
I think she was acting at the time.
Oh, back when she was an actor?
Yeah. I think it's her.
I didn't know she was an actor.
Yeah, she was in like little TV shows because her, you know, her family was nuts and they made them go and things.
Mm-hmm. I think it's John.
Remember when Madonna tried to be in, what was it?
Ooh,
Die Another
right.
Day?
Yeah.
Nice.
Who?
Remember Madonna was in Die Another Day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because she also. Because
remember Die Another Day? I grew up with Die Another Day.
I didn't watch my first. Brosnan.
Yeah.
My first Bond movie was Daniel Craig.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy shit. You're a newbie.
Yeah.
You see, I've.
I had zero interest in Bond movies.
When I was a kid, I would watch, like, the marathons of, like, all the different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love.
See, I didn't start watching it until.
GoldenEye.
I played GoldenEye, but I hadn't.
Which contains roughly one-fifth of the world's fresh water supply. I don't know the answer to that.
Black Sea. I'm going to go with
fresh
that
water
one.
Supply?
It's probably Lake Baki.
This podcast should be sponsored by HQ Trivia.
Sponsored by HQ Trivia. No. When I was young, I watched, I played GoldenEye on the N64 because who didn't play? If you didn't play GoldenEye on the N64, you were doing the N64 wrong.
It was Lake
You were
Baki.
Doing life wrong if you weren't playing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was a part of that revolution. And then I didn't watch Bond until Die Another Day.
Wow.
That's
Isn't
why
that crazy?
Madonna sang the song for that
yeah.
movie.
She was also
Guess
in.
I'll die another day.
That song's pretty great.
Another D.
I like that song.
I want to say
though.
There's some auto-tune in there somewhere.
There's definitely auto-tune
in
there.
I think that was probably around the height of auto-tune being okay to be in songs.
Yeah.
And noticeably in there. Like you're supposed to hear the
Yeah.
The
here's
weirdness.
Here's a fun question. If your favorite artist, like, what artist would you like to do a Bond song?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
Ugh.
I'll start it off.
Adele did a great job.
Adele does,
and
but she did two in a row, didn't she?
No, that was Sam Shepard did the last
one.
Oh,
yeah. That's right.
There was a moment where I was just listening to that song over and over again.
Sam.
Yeah.
Skyfall?
Yeah. No, wait, Skyfall's Adele.
Oh, no, that's Adele.
I don't know, maybe a Sam Smith?
Oh, Sam Smith. That's who it was.
Sam Smith. What did I say?
Sam Shepard.
Sam Smith.
Oh, Sam Shepard's a writer.
Yeah. Sam Smith.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Sam Shepard.
Yeah, yeah. Sam Smith's pretty great.
He's pretty. His voice.
I'm
holy
trying to
shit.
Think of people who have like a soulful. That soulful.
You know who'd have been great? Would have been
Michael Bublé.
That's a great word to say. Bublé. No. Another R.I.P. You guys know her by the name of.
Amy Winehouse?
There you go.
Okay.
Amy Winehouse.
She would have done a great one.
Yeah, she
would have
been
one.
Great. She would have been real
I think
solid.
Lady Gaga could do a really good one, too. I think her voice. Like, who was it? The older man does a lot of crooner music. Actually worked with Lady Gaga.
Oh,
Tony Bennett.
I was thinking of the guy from New Orleans. What's his name? Connick Jr. That guy.
Harry Connick Jr.
Oh. Yeah, he sings really well, too.
Huh. I wonder who. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of like younger,
like
young,
younger,
see,
like
young
Lady Gaga, Lana Del Rey,
like a Lana Del Rey
could do it.
I mean Rihanna, but that's kind of a given.
But that would be
Rihanna
like,
would
that
be
would
amazing.
Be a, that would be fun. Oh my God, she'd fucking
holy
kill
shit.
It.
Holy shit!
I mean, and then Beyonce.
Riri, do a song.
Beyonce, fucking Beyonce doing
see,
a
here's the thing.
Whitney Houston.
I
imagine
would,
if she
here's the thing. I would disagree on the Beyonce.
Why was that?
I love Beyonce, but she does like her soulful songs are. Aren't as like they're good,
but they're not soulful.
And they're personal. They're very personal, but they're not like. It's a different tone.
Mm.
Like I don't see
I can
her.
See that.
But here's the thing: I think she could write that though. I think she chooses to write that way. But I think as an artist, she could write a kick-ass Bond theme.
Yeah,
I think she could. I think she has
no,
the
ability. I
think
she could.
Here's
and
the
it was announced
think,
that she was like.
I think
a
Beyonce
Bond song,
could
like,
fly
if
she wanted
yeah.
to.
But if
I think Beyonce could do anything.
What about what's okay? Sia,
yes,
Sia could do
great.
One.
Sia's pretty great.
That's pretty good.
See, I'd go actually with a group. I'd go with Muse. I think they're a British band.
Damn,
I think they would, that's pretty good. They could kill it.
Yeah. If you're going Muse, you might as well go Radiohead.
That could be fun.
I feel like Radiohead would be like.
Could I go out of the blue and go with like Justice?
Justice. I don't know Justice.
Justice Bond song.
What's Justice?
I'll play you some Justice afterward.
My name is Justice.
I thought you were going to say Justin Timberlake, and
no.
I was like...
I thought you were going to say Justice League.
I don't know.
No.
I like Justin Timberlake.
Justice,
I don't think he...
Justice League playing a song for Bond.
Yeah, no, Justice is like this French duo thing,
it's
and they
brooding.
Do... It's like synth, but like disco synth. Almost.
What would
like
a Mumford
different?
And Sons
Bond
song
be like?
Actually, I believe the Casino Royale, the like reboot, if you want to call it that, or
yeah,
I think that was Jack White.
Yes,
oh.
That was really good.
It was Jack White.
That was... Yeah,
that's pretty cool though. I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm. That was a good question.
Yeah, that was
that
a great
sparked
question.
A lot. Of, I thought we were gonna go like a couple artists, but we went pretty deep on
yeah.
that one.
Well, because you can vary, like...
Because you could go... There's all sorts of, like, vibes you could go for. You could go classic. You could go modern. You could just go, like fuck it.
Soul,
be weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Crazy.
You should let us know on Twitter or on the Slack who you would want. Because I'm sure we missed a great artist.
I'm sure someone's yelling at the radio or at their phone or at their Android.
So let us know who you'd like to see doing the Bond theme. I'm so excited to be alive. And I just
what was it? Why were you sick?
So I was dying. I got sick over Thanksgiving, a little bit, and then it wasn't that bad, but it was like, I was like, all right, I just need to rest and get better.
Yeah.
And then I just died again. Oops. Then it just was like,
whenever you get sick, you seem to be like knocked the fuck out.
Well,
like it's,
I have a threshold where like I get sick. And then if I rest, I'm better.
Yeah.
And if I don't rest, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So we did that all-nighter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
We talked about that last
and
time.
And then I was here super... I was here till like, 4 or something ridiculous. I don't remember how late it was. And then... And then I think my body was just like, nah, you're done for a while.
No.
You didn't show up the rest of the week, I don't think.
No.
I showed up... No. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. I was gone... I was gone Monday because I was...
You showed up the...
No, I was there Monday. I showed up.
You showed up once because you were like, I need to show my face.
I
and
showed
then we
up
were
on
like
Wednesday. Yeah.
And we were like,
go home.
You
and then
like
I did. And
dying.
Then I got worse.
So Yeah, it's interesting.
So
yeah.
I just wanted to thank, I know I did on the Slack, but I wanted to publicly thank Luis, Ansar, and everybody else in the office for holding down the fort, because it was a crazy time, and I was trying to work from home, edit shit, and it was just not, I was just dying. So I gave, and Brett and everybody.
We couldn't listen, actually listen to ourselves last week.
Oh yeah, no, it was doing. Remember when Luis like yelled real loud, and then we couldn't listen to ourselves?
Yeah.
So we had to take our headphones off. I'm not sure if it was made clear in the last podcast when we were talking, but we had to take our headphones off
because the same thing was happening. We couldn't figure it out.
There was like a slight delay, so we were speaking, and then our voice would, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It messes you. It's like the speech jammer from.
That's the word.
No, but thank you guys for holding down the fort. It was not a fun experience, but I'm starting to get back. You can hear my voice.
Yeah.
It's not
getting
all
sick
the way
is terrible.
There.
You really have to appreciate it makes you appreciate your health.
Yeah, and I hate like what the main thing that actually happened with the sickness was I lost my voice.
Yeah.
And that's like my least favorite thing ever because I love to talk. Yeah. And so I was like, I couldn't talk, and I was just, like, so sad, and everybody kept thinking I was mad at them because I wasn't talking, and I was like, no, it's just that I can't talk. It hurts me to talk.
Did you guys ever have other experiences where you couldn't talk, like you lost your voice that bad?
I had mono in high school. I've told that story before.
Yeah, that's tough. No, I think I've always been able to talk. I think I just had the fever, and I was, like, debilitated and on the couch.
I feel like maybe there's, like, there must have been at least one or two like sporting events I've been to where
you lost your voice
the next day, like just like
what was that again?
do you guys remember last year there was like a week I couldn't speak at Sports Source Medal?
Yes,
I think I do remember.
And
that.
I wasn't sick. I just talked too much about anime one weekend with a friend.
And you lost your voice.
And I lost my voice.
But
real
you couldn't
bad.
Tell us why because you had lost your voice.
Yeah, and so I was just writing on.
Yeah,
notes.
You were writing
it was
on
over
stuff.
New Year's weekend too. Like it was, I think about two and a half.
Awful.
3 weeks, I lost my voice.
God, it's the
because
worst.
I kept trying to speak because it's hard.
I just had to shut up and just not talk for
it's
a while.
It's the worst. I went to a New Year's party with a notepad because I was like, I still want to go out.
And then
and it was not fun because I couldn't like.
Yeah, you couldn't write fast enough to keep up with the conversation.
Yeah, I had pre-prepared like little things of like, I lost my voice. This is how.
I wonder if you could like rig an iPad around your neck. And then connect
God.
That to your phone.
That and just type.
And then just start typing.
Oh,
and
that's
it appears
such a good idea.
On
I'd
your
rather
chest.
Just do the robot voice.
Oh, that'd be cool. Siri
type
can
and
be
speak.
Your voice.
Oh, text to speech. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I went to an event on Saturday. That was it was a playtesting that I brought Planetborn to, and so at those playtesting events, you have to. You have to explain the game and explain the rules and like talk to everybody and get feedback. And it was the first, like really the first day I had a full sort of full, like actually being able to vocalize.
Yeah.
And so that whole day, so I prepped myself because I was like, I'm going to be talking all day long and my voice is worse than it is right now. And right now it's pretty like faint. I've had to turn up the microphone, but like, so I went to the grocery store before I went and I bought one of those gallon jugs of water, you know, like the gallon jugs. And then I bought like a huge packet of cough, one of those lozenges.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of tea. And then I just, while I was there, I was just downing this like huge bottle, just a massive oversized bottle of water. And everybody's like, what is wrong with you? But I just step over and just. And I drink water like a crazy man anyways because I just guzzle it like a beat. Like, just I don't know why. I just drink water really weird. And so I was, like, guzzling this gallon of water. Anyway, it helped. I was still voiceless by the end, but I made it all the way through. But I hate it. I hate that being voiceless. Amazing. It's
No.
That is amazing.
I don't know what the end of the story was, but I knew it was going to be that.
Just after every story.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm happy to be back. Okay, I'm gonna go to the Slack and find some questions.
Actually, before we go to the Slack, I've made a promise to somebody and then I have to keep it.
Okay.
It's a promise that I've been meaning to make for months since we've had the podcast.
Okay.
Do you guys know what it is?
No.
It's got something to do with
Australia?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's got something to do with Puerto Rico.
Did you make the conquito?
I did make the conquito.
Ah! That's great. Oh,
and
my God.
I made an alcohol-free one for you.
What?
Yes.
Oh, wait. I don't have my lactose lactose pills in here.
It's okay. It's almond milk. Oh, wait a second. Oops, there's a lot of milk in there.
Of course there's a lot of milk in there.
I thought the Bailey's was almond milk.
No.
Yeah, the Bailey's is almond milk,
but
everything else
is going to be condensed
milk. Ooh, it's
milk.
A lot of condensed and evaporated milk. Okay. I don't even know what evaporated milk means.
They just took some milk and left it out in the sun.
Got to catch it.
Just take all the water.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Go get your pills.
Yeah, I'm going to go get my pills because I will actually puke.
This is a blue jar.
Well,
that would
make for an exciting...
This is a blue jar, YouTube, so it's not a blue drink.
Thanks for the clarification.
Were you guys still at Sam and DJ's, like, when we did the Defenders Marathon, when I started
getting
sick?
No, but you told that story about being sick.
Yeah, the last hour,
awful.
If anybody was watching that live stream, I just kept getting up to go puke in the bathroom because I had too much pizza and I didn't take my lactose pill.
So we'll wait for Star to come back.
Okay.
But I can explain. I'll recap everything. Basically, what it is and what I did. So I got this last night thanks to shout out to Sandra at Sandra Says on the Slack.
Hi, Sandra.
She's been wanting for us to try this out for a while. And just to recap on the ingredients, it's half a cup of Bailey's, except for Spencer, a can of sweetened condensed milk, a can of evaporated milk, a can of coconut milk,
so much milk,
a can of cream of coconut. 1.5 cups of hazelnut spread, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon powder, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1/2 cup of Don Q rum. Now,
except for mine.
Except for his. So basically what you do is you just mix it all in a blender.
Do you have a blender?
I do have a blender. Do you not have a blender?
Most people have blenders.
We just got a magic bullet, and I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a big old blender. This thing filled it up to the brim. It's huge.
Awesome.
Yeah, we just mix it on the blender, and then we put it in a glass bottle, and then we're serving it really cold right now. I'm not gonna lie, I did have some last night, so it won't be a genuine first reaction. But this is the first time I'm having it cold, and I feel like drinking something cold is a little bit different. So Brett, I'm gonna share. Ooh, that's a good one. We got some good noises. That was Star, everybody.
Thank you.
So, Brett, I'm going to give you a
bowl. It made me rant. I ran, and I had Coke, so when I came back, my belly was...
Diet Coke, everybody.
So in order to make evaporated milk from scratch, you have to place 2 cups milk in a heavy base sauce.
You made evaporated milk from scratch?
No. We were asking...
how do you make it?
How do you make it?
So you place... going to say, I'm like, you could just buy that in a can. Why would you do that?
No, you place 2 cups milk in a heavy base saucepan. You place a wooden skewer in the saucepan and make a mark where the top of the milk hits the skewer. You allow the milk to simmer, stirring every couple of minutes, and then strain the evaporated milk into a container and store in the
it's
fridge.
It's basically just like a syrup.
Just
basically.
Syrup.
It's like a milk syrup.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty thick.
Oh God. Okay.
You got
when you did it, was it brown? Was it like a brown?
Okay.
Evaporated milk?
A lot of it was white, and then when I added the Nutella in there, it made it brown. Basically, the Nutella is what gives it the brown color.
Holy shit. I'm so excited.
So I'm going to get close.
Oh, yeah. We got to make all the sounds. All right. Here we go. I'm going to open this up.
Oh, wait. This is mine?
That's yours.
Yeah. I have a whole thing.
I'm going to clear
this.
Well,
you don't have to drink the whole thing, but.
I was like, this will kill me.
The thing. I know. But
like,
the thing.
Like, this would be.
Ooh.
That's a good noise.
It would be hurling, like, all over this.
So this is the thing.
Holy
I made
shit.
The blender. I put it in a blender, all these ingredients, and it was a lot. I didn't account for it. Shout out to my lady, Sarah Cortez, for letting me borrow her jars because
yeah.
I didn't
toast.
Plan. Toast. Hold on.
We have toast? You brought toast, too?
Toast. There you go.
That was so anticlimactic. That was awful. That was
the
worst toast ever.
The clink sound
me and Star.
Later.
Let's see if we can get
Brett,
it.
Do you want some of mine? Because I definitely can't drink all of this.
Sure.
Let's see if we can do it. You, me, and Star. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, is that...
Maybe this will give you a better
is this
sound.
Cup?
It's empty.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let me pour in here.
I think that's still plastic. I don't think that's
This is metal. Oh, you think this is metal?
Is it?
It keeps it cold.
Okay, whatever.
For the listeners at home, our facility offers us these metal cups to drink water or beer.
Oh, I guess they are metal. You're right.
Okay, cheers, everybody.
All right, here we go.
Coquito.
Wow.
It's real thick.
That is thick.
But it's real good.
That's too thick.
It tastes good.
You know, very good.
Now that the Christmas time is here, I feel like this is an appropriate drink to have.
Whoa. Follow this up with a hot toddy.
Mm.
Is there booze in this?
There is booze in it. That's what
oh,
makes it dangerous.
This is dangerous. This does not taste exactly like booze in this at all.
There is
well,
booze
you said
in
there's
it.
Rum and there's Bailey's.
There's rum and Bailey's in here.
Bailey's is pretty mild. But
this tastes like I'm drinking pudding, and I like it.
That's exactly what it is. Is it? I tasted each ingredient.
Ooh, baby.
While I was pouring it in, I was like, oh, that's what that tastes like. And yeah, no, condensed milk.
Has anyone here ever made their own eggnog?
No.
Because I used to not be a fan of eggnog.
I just tried it for the first time.
Really?
But I don't like eggnog.
But if you actually look at all the ingredients, I was like, oh, I actually like all these ingredients. So I ended up making it myself one Christmas, and it turned out excellent.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like eggnog without booze in it because it just tastes like pudding.
This is that's exactly what this is. This is like pudding.
But as soon as you put alcohol in eggnog, like it destroys all the flavors of all the other ingredients. So it's kind of like, eh.
So
but eggnog by itself is just great.
I've discovered something about myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would drink pudding. This is a revelation. If you put pudding in a cup, I would drink it.
You would drink it, yeah.
No. I never thought that I always ate pudding with a spoon.
Yeah, uh-huh. This is a milkshake.
This is,
no,
yeah.
No, this is pudding.
Thick.
It's so thick.
This got is a milkshake.
I mean, I don't know about yours.
Like, I'm almost mad at it. Because I'm looking at it and it doesn't... The viscosity of mm-hmm. when you, like, spin it does not look like yeah, it's that thick. But as doesn't. Soon as you put it on your tongue, it's just like... Why does it feel like glue?
It's
very
like a,
thick, but it's good.
It's got like we've been talking about this for so long, and I love it. It's got like a viscosity
mm-hmm.
that you don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you pour it around
it's
the cup,
that evaporated milk. That's what that is.
When you swish it around the cup, it looks pretty loose.
Yeah.
Like normal a
you
normal
put
drink.
Put it on your mouth, and it's like a whole different experience.
Yeah, it's like a little flubber guy in your mouth.
Yeah.
Shout
oh
out
God,
to Robin
how many
Williams.
Calories is this? This is like probably
it's probably a lot.
Yes.
So yeah.
Wow.
Every sip feels like 150 calories. Not gonna lie.
So if you replay the ingredients, pretty much all like the evaporated cream of coconut, all that stuff is pretty much just a can. So you get a can of that, and like you throw.
You have enough for six people.
Yeah.
This is pure,
it really
this is.
This
is enough.
This
for
is pure sugar.
Good times.
Sugar and alcohol. That's what that is.
So thank you, Sandra, for finally letting us.
Yeah, we did it.
That's now amazing. We can go to the questions.
To the questions. Thanks for the people that dropped the questions in. We have questions. Oh, we can't get back farther than Saturday, November 4th.
We had this issue last time.
So our Slack has officially locked us out.
Yeah,
did we talk,
I
you guys talk about that already?
I don't know what we're going to do about it because it's too expensive to actually pay for Slack.
I know. I don't know.
It's so expensive.
And you were in here, so you don't know which questions we asked.
I don't.
I feel like we answered...
We answered like three.
I think you just throw them at us and we'll tell you.
And I was going to say, I'm like, someone suggested Discord. I don't know anything about Discord.
I know.
Oh, what is that, another?
But it's but we have Slack.
We do.
We have so many people on the Slack already.
But Slack's is going to start letting us down if we can't save our things.
It's going to get sponsorship.
We got to get sponsorship.
We
have to.
Do you hear that, Slack?
Hey, Slack.
You're on notice.
Hey, can we get all the people that listen to this, every one of you? I know you're internet kids.
Yes.
Go to Twitter.
And
tweet at Slack.
Bomb the hell out of them.
Tell them to sponsor our podcast because we promote them every single time
we
do a podcast.
Every time.
Literally
and
every
and
single time.
And literally send them that Slack video of people, of friends coming
yes.
together.
Yes. The video that they made where we had people that did the New York meetup and literally met because of the Slack. Like, please. We would love Slack.
And I don't want a paywall. I don't like it. And I want.
And we love you, Slack.
We love you, Slack. I always promote about you. I talk about you to everyone.
He walks around the office and tells people
hello,
about Slack.
Hello, Slack. Hello, Slack. Someone came to me yesterday, and I was just like, hey, I remember me? I was like, oh, yeah, it's you. And we talked. And
virtually they came to you?
No, physically.
Oh.
What do you mean virtually? Not through the internet. Like physically, actually.
Physically.
Yeah. They were
like
here,
in the office.
Here in the office. He was like, so, and he was with some friends. He's like, so, we were just having a discussion. What do you prefer, Slack or email? And I went on this whole tirade of like how much I love Slack.
They asked you, they were the wrong person to ask that question.
I know.
We're just like, oh.
Oh, it's definitely
I have
Slack.
Opinions.
Because I was having, we were doing, we're trying to upload this video to broadcast standards, which is a whole hell of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because, with digital, you can
loud,
just, with digital, you can upload straight like YouTube, a Vimeo, or anything. You just drop it in there and simple format, bloop, But when you upload to broadcast, you have all these standards. You have to set the time code a certain way. You have to have the audio a certain way.
You have to make stems, right?
You have to make so you have
stems
to separate
the easy part.
You have to separate all the audio. So you have to separate a track between vocals, sound effects, and music. And then in the videos, you have to have the video and then the graphics. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. You have to submit all of that. And now and then you have to like even the colors, you have to put a limiter on them because some colors are too bright and the TVs can't handle it. That was fine. What we had a problem with was this thing called loudness. So when everybody knows about dBs, you know, you look at your computer or whatever.
That's decibels.
Yeah, it's decibels. And you always want to keep the dBs, like, you know, it depends. A -2, -6, whatever, your preference.
You just keep it at a certain level. Yes.
And then they came to us like, well, you need to keep the loudness at -24. And I was like, what is that?
Both me and Luis did not know what loudness was.
No one in the room knew what loudness was.
Well, we knew what the general idea of loudness
But there's an actual loudness
was.
Radar.
But there is a but it is a technical term.
Yes. Yeah.
Loudness.
And so it's like you need to keep the loudness at -24 and you need to keep the dBs at -2. And I was like, I can't. Like I had to do a crash course on it and
but
like
this is why they have sound mixers.
That's true. They have sound mixers and it's like you can have two things at -2 dB, but the loudness can be different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it'll sound like, I don't even know, like, it'll just attack you more, the sound. It'll be crunchier and attacks you more with the loudness. So I couldn't make the balance, and they're like, okay, fuck it. Just send us send it to us at -2 dB. So that was a waste that whole day.
Jesus.
Why did I bring this up? Oh, because I was emailing him back and forth about how to get this video to him. So, because I had to send it to them in time so they could start captioning and put it in their system. And it would have been so much easier if I could have just slacked him instead of emailing him back and forth because I lose track of those threads.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's a conversation. You could actually go, like, here's a little chat.
Well, and you respond immediately. I mean, that's why some people use GChat. But, like, Slack is designed for exactly what you're doing.
Exactly.
You can drop files in.
You could drop files up to a gig.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like, me and Brett have been working on a video and like, hey, Brett, I need this file or he needs a file for me. I'll drop him videos, audios, even the project file that we're working on.
Yeah.
And he'll take it.
Yeah,
and
it
works
super easy.
Super easy. So Slack.
So Slack.
Sponsor us. Slack.
We literally just gave you an advertisement for about 10 minutes.
I did. That's so true. A real life experience of it.
Anyway.
We gotta start holding like if they're not about it, we gotta like hold them hostage.
How?
No,
we can't.
We can't.
Need
we need
talk
Slack.
About them, we talk about them, but then we're passive aggressive about it.
Oh yeah. We'll give them a different name. I don't know.
Slock.
Slock.
On the Slock.
All right. Sounds so what do you got any questions?
Okay, I'm gonna try these. You're gonna tell me which ones you already answered. What happened?
No, it's just we've talked a lot.
Talked a lot about Slack. Okay. What do people think your name is based on what you look like? Or what do people think your name is based on what you look like? You did that
one.
Okay. I'm going to answer it because I didn't get to answer it.
Yeah.
I always get Steven.
It's funny how you figured that out right away. And for some reason.
Yeah, we sat on that for a while.
It took us a while to figure out that question.
I don't even remember my answer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I always get called Steven.
Yeah.
In fact, it just happened to me on Saturday. I was like, I had a name tag on.
Yeah.
You don't look like a Steven, though.
You know, I think he looks like
a Steven.
I don't
know.
Like
I don't know why.
What do you
think
what
he I looks
like?
Scott.
I do look like a Scott.
You do look like an S name. Like, the S name is pretty, like, yeah.
Do you feel like, I brought this up last time, that the name that you're given, like, you, what was what I said? You react to that. Like, your personality.
You become your name.
You become your name that's given to you.
I watched a Freakonomics thing about this, and I don't remember what I think the result was. It didn't really matter what your name was. Unless your name's something really strange, I don't think it matters.
I think
just draw correlations
but I feel
between
like,
things.
Yeah, exactly. It's an interesting,
mind game. I'm pretty sure they did a study on it for Freakonomics, and I'm pretty sure that it didn't matter what your name was. It was actually a really interesting study because they were studying specifically African American culture names because they give them their children such unique names normally. And so there was this thing where sort of racist people
it's the whole thing of like if you're on a resume or something like you judge on like what you think that person is based on their name. So in that sense, yes, that does come into play.
That does come into play. As I was saying, so like if you have a name that is very that speaks of a certain culture very strongly, then it can impact the way that other people perceive you. But what was interesting is they were saying that some people who were purposefully or maybe not purposefully racist were like, well, if you name your kid something that is that like that with that kind of what would
connotation?
Be no, just like that style, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Like
I'm trying to think of.
I don't know how to explain. But basically, if you name a kid,
if you name a child where it's you could clearly tell the culture that they're from, and it does not sound generically white.
Right. It doesn't make that kid act differently, but it can impact the way that they're the people around them respond to them. So what they're saying is that people don't change because of their name. People change
I'm Brad.
Right. People change because of the way that other people perceive them or the way that other people treat them. And other people treat them differently if they have a name that racist people treat them differently because
of. Particularly on paper.
Yeah.
I know my name has helped me out quite a bit. I don't remember if I repeated this. Because the way my mom spelled my name, she was just like, it was weird because it was supposed to be spelled L-Y-N instead of L-I-N-E. Mm-hmm. But she didn't like that because she said, quote to her, it sounded too American. She liked L-I-N-E.
How funny.
I don't know why. To me, it's the same.
Interesting.
I think it's because like she didn't like the name Carolyn. And that's L-Y-N. Yeah. Like in that, she was just like, L-I-N-E. Even though there's Caroline. And it's line, not lean. Anyway, I could, but I remember in college, the first time I realized that was an advantage, that you couldn't tell what I was on paper, that it was just generic. I was in a class it was like one of those weed out classes, basic college course.
Yeah.
I think there was 400 students in the class.
Jesus.
It was big auditorium kind of thing. And it's your first class in college. This will be easy, but also kind of weed out. And at some point, I went up after class one day to ask the professor, like, one thing. And, like, when I came up, they're like, oh, what's your name? And I was like, oh, I'm Starlene. And they're like, that's who it is. So they recognized, they, like, remembered my name out of a pack of, like, 400 students. And it, like, stuck out enough where they're like, I wonder who that is.
That is a good name.
So I was like, oh, and then I was like, okay. I was like, oh, that's an advantage. I stick out on the form. That's great.
Yeah.
People will remember
your name.
My name when I'm applying for jobs.
Yeah.
Like, that's
great.
It took, it took like a chance like thing of like, I had to go ask the professor a question.
Yeah. To realize that.
And I was just like, oh, and then when people, and you hear the studies all the time, like people will submit the same resume with a slightly different name. And they'll get a call back when they have the more generic sign.
And they did a study and they found that was true. It was the same thing with real estate. They would have applications for renting apartments and things, and they would put different names that connotated different cultures on the applications. And the same application that had a predominantly African American name, household on it, just based on the names, would not get a call back, but the predominantly white would. Isn't that interesting? It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's just weird how we base that on names, because a white person could have, they could be named whatever. I mean, it's not like it's a rule.
Yeah, and it's just people, it's biases and all that stuff, and
it's nuts.
Just talking about names and like all that stuff. I've always wanted to do like a documentary about horoscopes. Yeah.
For a second, I was like, what?
Horses?
No, I heard horse.
I heard whores.
Whores? I wasn't doing it.
Documentary about whores.
This reminds me about horse. No. horoscopes, because, they say that Geminis or Capricorns all have certain particular traits.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to get a bunch of people born on the same day, exact same day, and see, like, and play it out.
Similar?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that they're going to be similar, but I think it's just interesting to show the world. Here's a bunch of Geminis, and they're actually born on the same day.
Do you guys remember Jonathan from SourceFed? JD's best friend?
Yeah.
We have the same birthday.
What?
Oh, yeah. Exact same birthday?
Yeah, exact same birthday.
Exact same year?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, 10-year difference.
I was going to say.
But same birthday, and I always wondered, I'm like, but the only thing I think we have, like, super in common is that we're both Disney nuts.
But
but everything else
yeah.
is like,
different.
It's
yeah.
different.
I know. It's just because people are always like, oh, you're a Sagittarius. I get it.
That makes sense.
But here's
sense.
The thing. Like, okay, the horoscope thing will come into play too because of it's the time you were born as well. Uh-huh. And even the placement of where you are on the planet. They'll go into all of that. So it's going to be very difficult. You do literally have to find people born in the same hospital.
Same within, time, same hospital.
Within maybe minutes of each other.
Oh, that is so fun. Wouldn't you see that documentary?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah?
Go find those people.
Yeah.
But even then, all the factors, because odds are if you're born in the same hospital or in the same area, you probably live in the same neighborhood. There's so many. It's too many factors that it could easily be just your environment. It could even just be the appetite. Like, if you're in the same neighborhood, you're like maybe the families ate similar foods. It could be, it's too.
But it's worth trying.
You could see.
It's worth trying to see.
You could see.
You're right.
It's
you're throwing me hurdles. I'm willing to jump.
I'm just saying, like, you're gonna have a lot to go through. Because, like, that's why horoscopes are fun. But when you really, like, look into it, you're like, oh, I don't know.
Do it one month at a time.
There was a really interesting, I don't know how I got this in my brain from there, but I did sort of, maybe you're saying documentary. There's two podcasts I'm listening to right now. Not that all of us don't have enough podcasts to listen to, but if you don't have enough podcasts to listen to, you can go on the internet and there's lots and lots of podcasts, but, I can recommend two that I've, just recently listened to. One of them, is an episode of a show called Heavyweight.
Okay.
It was actually on
The Ben Stiller vehicle.
No.
Okay.
There's a podcast called Reply All that took a week off and they put an episode of Heavyweight up. So I listened to it, and it was about a man who was sorry, hold on, I'm dying still. I'm so sorry. It was about a man who got who was riding his bike in, I don't remember where it was. I think it was New York or somewhere like that, a big city. And he got hit by a car. And he remembers getting hit, and then he remembers.
Sorry, the story isn't funny. Spencer's
mic just dropped.
His
on
pop
him.
Screen on the mic just dropped.
So
comically,
he got hit by a car, and he remembered getting hit, or maybe he just remembered people telling him he got hit. And then the next thing he remembers is waking up and not being able to move. Mm-hmm. And it was 13 days later. And he had to go through crazy amounts of rehab. He was like 23 or 24, like super young.
Damn.
And they said that he would never walk again, that he would never like be able to function as a regular human being again. And he was awake when they were telling his parents this, and he could hear it, but they didn't know that he was awake. So he's like hearing the harsh reality of his life.
Shit.
And he was like, I just want to die. Just kill me. So he laid there for a long time, and then he finally mustered up like the willpower to get himself going, and he actually was able to make himself walk again and get back up and start to live a normal life again. And he started with a cane, or he started like just with physical therapy every single day and going to a therapist every single day.
Was it a brain injury or a spinal injury?
They didn't say, or maybe I missed it. I think it was probably a spinal injury because his brain was still fine. The important part is that he contacted, or I don't know if he contacted the guy who runs Heavyweight or if Heavyweight contacted him, but basically they decided that they were going to find the person who hit him.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, yeah.
Damn.
And because because here's the thing, is he was riding his bike and he pulled out into the intersection and got hit, and it was neither of their fault. And the guy was never found guilty of any like wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. He didn't intentially try and hurt somebody.
Did he stay, or he kept going?
No, he stayed. He stayed and was there.
So
and
it's
like,
not like a hunt.
It's not a hit and run.
No. This guy was like. They said everybody who was there. I mean, he doesn't remember, but everybody who was there was like this. And he was on. He went to like trial for it, but this guy who got hit never went to any of those things. He was just trying to recover as a human being, and his lawyers took care of it, and it was always removed, and he never knew who this person was. But before this, he was like he would like get drunk every night. He was a partier. His life was not in a place that it should have been necessarily. Like, he was just not living life to the full. He wasn't doing the things he should have been doing as a human being. Like, he was just kind of a fuck up. He was, you know.
Yeah.
And the minute he woke up from that thing, he was like, I have a second chance at life and I'm going to go make something of myself. And he got up and he like changed his entire life.
I feel like I wouldn't want to know who hit me.
So he wanted to find him solely so he could thank him, because he was like, I would not have had the life I have now and been as good as, like, I would not have understood life the way I understand it now if it hadn't been for you. And so they find him. And they get them in a room together.
No!
And they have a conversation. And it is amazing. So go listen to that. It's called Heavyweight. I can't recommend that episode high enough. I don't know what the episode is called.
I feel like...
If you go to Reply All and you find the Heavyweight episode, the newest one, it's right there. But it's really, really, really good.
I
feel
like I wouldn't want to talk to the person. I would want to thank them, but I'd be like, find them, give them this note. Because I'd want, at least I think in my head, I'd want them to seem like...
But see, here's the thing.
Otherworldly... thing that happened to me.
Right.
I don't want the actual reality of like, oh, this person got it. But
here's the issue. This person was living their life thinking that they ruined this man.
Well, that's
life.
Why you give them a thank you note.
Right.
You still give them a note saying, hey, what's up, we're good, we're cool.
The same way. And so I don't want to spoil it because it's absolutely worth listening to. And I've already said enough, but like the conversation that they have is one of the most moving pieces of podcast like podcasting I've heard. It's unreal. So that one's really, really good and really moving, but sort of serious. obviously.
Yeah. It's heavy.
And the other one is, I guess it's sort of heavy too, but it's interesting to me. It's called Heaven's Gate, and it's all about Heaven's Gate, which is the cult.
Oh, the cult.
Yeah, and it's Glenn. Yeah, it's Glenn.
Drinking.
Well, no, that was Jonestown, but yeah. Coquitos?
Coquitos.
But it was, it's Glenn Washington who does Snap Judgment, and holy shit, it's so good. I'm already on episode 5. I think there's only 5 episodes out so far, but he actually used to be, so what's interesting about it is he's doing the podcast. He's like hosting the podcast, and it's all about, if you guys don't know who Heaven's Gate is, it was a cult in the 70s, can't remember, about, basically, they thought.
Is this the Halley's Comet people, right?
They haven't talked about Halley's Comet yet, but it was basically they believe that that it might be, and they might have not gotten there yet, but basically it's like they believe that the two leaders were aliens from outer space.
Oh, yeah, I think this is the Halley's Comet.
And group. And they basically commit mass suicide.
Yeah, they commit mass suicide.
No, that was Jonestown.
They do it. They commit mass suicide when Halley's Comet's about to
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Because they think they're going to hop on.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a fascinating documentary, but or a podcast. But what's the most interesting aspect of it? Because anybody could have been hosting it, and it would have been interesting. But the most interesting part is that Glenn Washington is hosting it, and he formerly used to be. He grew up basically in a religious cult and escaped from it.
Jesus.
And so he brings a really unique, interesting perspective to it, because he goes, "Look, these people are not necessarily crazy."
Yeah.
These people, well, they weren't born into it necessarily, but his parents were. It's brainwashed. And so he comes at it from this like perspective of, look, this could happen to anybody, and I know that because it happened to me. And I truly believed these things when I was in this cult. And once I started to see the cracks.
All you need to do to get people into a cult, you just got to hit them at the right like emotional like point where they're looking for something to help them with whatever issue that they're going through at the moment. And if you could get them right at the right, where they're at the right vulnerability, you could convince people of anything.
Yeah. And they had thousands of followers. Anyway, that one's really good too. And I'm in the middle of listening to it right now. But
I was stuck in traffic today for like 30 minutes. And I was like, I got to watch something. I can't be stuck in traffic.
Yep.
So they're not moving. And I turned on Hulu's I Love America with Sarah Silverman.
Yep.
And in the end, basically, it's just like she's meeting people all over America who had different point of views.
Yeah.
She stayed with the family who voted for Trump, and she engaged in a conversation. but like really friendly. Everyone was fine. They were able to have a like friendly dinner and have different opinions. But the end of the episode, of the first episode, she talks with I think her name is Deborah. She was from the Westboro
Baptist Church.
Westboro Baptist Church. And you know this girl.
Yes.
And so she was interviewing her, and she was basically
the girl who escaped, right? Yeah.
So she grew up with the church, and she was saying the opinion that, you know, all these hateful things that we're saying to these different people, it was done out of a place of love, because, you know, that's how we shared our love, was to like almost critique them and shame them and do all these things. And it was only through Twitter that I was able to change, because people were able to engage with me and not behind the picket line where I can't talk to people. Through Twitter, people were able to be patient with me and have a conversation without judgment. And slowly through that, she was able to change, and she met her husband through Twitter.
Yep.
And be- so,
it's such a cool story.
And just through
engagement. So there's a TED Talk that you can find with
her. Also in the, that's right.
Yeah, so if you go, so if you guys are interested in that story, first of all, I recommend going on and finding Louis Theroux's, his name's kind of hard to spell, T-H-E-R-O-U-X.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Go and find his like episode of his show on it's on YouTube on Westboro Baptist Church,
because you see that girl in it.
Yes.
Yeah,
and she is,
and you could see, it's weird, like Spencer showed us like a clip of it like a couple, like a month ago or something, and you could even see in that moment where you're like, oh, you're not, like
this,
you're
girl
in
is,
it,
yeah,
but
because this is before
you look,
she
like you could be convinced otherwise, because whenever you brought up a paradoxical like thing from that they talk about, she would actually pause ever so briefly.
Yeah, and then
think about
continue.
It.
And then go back to her talking point.
And then
point.
Go and then like it's like you could see the programming going, I can't answer this now, so revert to like the programming.
Yeah.
But the fact that she had that pause, she had a moment.
She's actually thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was processing it. And so I recommend going to watch that. She's the daughter in that. She's one of the daughters in that.
Isn't she the daughter of the founder or no?
She's a granddaughter of the founder.
That's what it
sure.
is, which is heavy.
But yeah, go watch that because you'll see her. And then afterwards, go YouTube her name or just Westboro Baptist Church TED Talk. Don't do it in the reverse order, because if you do it in the reverse order, it won't be as impactful. Go watch the doc. I highly recommend it. It's absolutely worth it. Worth your time. I'm dying still, obviously. And then go watch the TED Talk, because it is fascinating, and you see her older, and yeah, and she talks about
relaxed and calm.
Yeah, and she talks about, sorry guys, that was really loud. She talks about how people were really mean at first on Twitter to her because she was being really mean.
Yeah.
But then there were people that weren't mean, and they were just trying to get to know why talking to her, and it literally changed her mind. Like her, not. It's hard, like we say, oh, you changed your mind. No, it literally changed the way she thought about the world. Mm-hmm. Like it changed her mind, just by having conversations, rational, respectful conversations with people on the internet, which is we feel like doesn't exist.
Yeah.
As humans, I feel as a person before that, I was like, yeah, that doesn't exist. You're never going to convince anybody. She was convinced. So it's an interesting, I mean,
it's a lot of patience.
It's a lot of patience. And her husband was one of the ones who mm-hmm. was
that
talking
was the one,
with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a Chinese finger trap. You know, you really don't want to pull at it. You know, your people are fighting.
It's such a
this
good
is my opinion. This is my opinion.
Take it nice and slow.
Take it nice and slow.
You know, a little turns.
A little turns.
I was
going
to bring up a weird fact because we were talking about birthdays. Do you guys know what the birthday paradox is?
Yes, I just read about this.
December 28th?
No, the birthday paradox is 23 people. In a room of just 23 people, there's a 50-50 chance that two people will have the same birthday.
I don't believe that.
Why? In a room of 75 people, there's a 99.9 chance of two people having the same birthday.
Oh, 90. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so like 75 people in a room, two people will have the same birthday.
You know, what's funny is somebody on the Slack has the same birthday as me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have over.
Oh, okay, shout out to Carrot. Yeah.
We definitely have over 75 people in the chat. So
and they're like, it's my birthday. Yeah.
It's just one of those weird math paradoxes. I remember when I learned this, I was like, no. And then of course it was like Jonathan at SourceFed. I was just like,
same birthday.
It's so cool.
Where are
when
the
you
paradoxes?
See
we were at 30. We had like 30 people in the office, and I'm like, oh, that can't be right. And then the 50-50 chance, and sure enough.
But see, here's the thing: it's a 50-50 chance that two people in that group share the same birthday, not that you and somebody
not
else
that everybody
share.
Everybody shares.
Not that like
just
you
one,
share
two
yeah.
people. Out
so
of
like it wouldn't be so out of like 75 people. It's not that you and somebody else will share a birthday.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
somebody
it's
that in that
two
in that room
in that
in the
that room.
Yeah,
in that group
but
will share
still
a birthday.
Wild.
But it's still crazy.
Yeah,
it's still amazing. I wanted to say really quick. So for the people that were just little fetuses when we started out, or were were little fetuses on the We Stayed Late podcast,
old mates,
old mates,
we call them
people who are here from the sort of the very beginning. You'll remember that one of the early episodes we did, there was a band who came on.
Yeah.
Vistakicks.
Yes.
So. It's so weird because I was yesterday. I was in I was in the bathroom and they play music in the bathroom. I assume to cover up anything that's happening in there.
The music in the bathrooms here is very loud.
It's very loud.
But I appreciate it.
Oh, I never noticed that. That's
yeah.
Good point.
It's good. One time there wasn't music playing in the bathroom and I was like, I can hear everything that's happening, and it's not pretty. Anyway, there's a song on. I'm like, oh, I know that song. How do I know this song? And it was them.
Wow.
So they are now playing. So they were just playing today, too. So
that's awesome.
Apparently they're like playing on, I don't know if, I think it's iHeartRadio or something, but they have a song on there now. So so you can find them on there. But they're playing in our building, which is, seems
that's crazy.
Fortuitous
that's
or
super
something.
Fun.
Yeah, so it was pretty crazy. I was really excited for them. I sent them a message and they were excited. So. Okay, I'm gonna
got like 2 cents.
Yeah, I know. Every time they listen to it. Okay, one more question. I don't know if you guys have already done this. What mythical beast do you wish was real?
We did
do that.
Ah,
okay, which one?
Answer
it. You probably have a better one than
I just wish elves were real. Is that a mythical beast?
Elves? Oh yeah.
Sure.
I think we went in that whole realm because we were like, oh, is it like classical mythical beast or did we went Potter and all that? Like we went in the. There's all sorts of options.
Either that or a Hydra. That'd be pretty cool too.
Hydra's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I want to be able to slay it.
but it just keeps growing new.
Yeah,
I don't care.
That's okay.
I want the challenge.
How did Hercules kill it?
He cut off all of the heads at once.
I'm going to do.
I feel like there was something else special he did, but I can't remember.
Yeah, but what about the heart? Stab him in the heart.
I think you had to cut it off at like, the base.
I guess so. I got to rewatch the animated movie.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's where you get all your...
I want that, I want that Michael Bolton song in my life.
Honestly, that was a good movie. Yeah. It didn't do very well in the box office.
Really? Hercules?
Yeah, it wasn't one of their hits.
So many things of that movie. I remember when I watched Disney Channel, they taught you... Oh, no, that was Tarzan.
Hey, who put the Glad in Gladiator?
Hercules!
oh, God.
I want a Lorax.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No.
Yeah, he's protecting the trees.
He's protecting the trees.
We need that right now.
The Lorax.
I don't know. I feel like the Lorax is like, in my head, like, mythical beings aren't as,
fun?
No, don't have, like, human-esque intelligence. So anything that's essentially you could talk to it like
a person. I'll take a flubber.
Okay.
A flubber. That's a good one.
Also, yeah, like, just talk, anything that you'd be able to have a conversation with, a part of me is just like, that's like another person. That's not a mythical being.
So just a quick thing on how to defeat a Hydra.
Okay, good.
In case the creature does get one. Yes. Basically you
I want a baby one.
So he got his friend. Hercules got his friend to basically so as soon as
is this mythology or is this
actual mythology.
Okay.
It's not
so
Disney.
as soon as he cut one of the heads off, his buddy would basically seal with like a hot brand. With a red hot poker so that
makes it sound like the Hydra was like dog sized.
Yeah.
And you're trying to rank. It's like trying to like clip the nails on a cat or something where you're like, okay, got it. It's all right. Just hold on. All right, here we go. Go. One. And then you're like just holding the head.
Yeah, but except it's a giant creature.
Yeah.
Cthulhu would be bad, but.
Yeah, that would be awful.
But.
No? How about a no?
But if we had that kind of chaos.
No.
It would make things at least interesting. I guess they're already interesting now?
We have chaos
already.
Are
you kidding me?
Have you seen the South
Park?
Yeah,
but it's a different kind of chaos because then all of humanity joins together to defeat that outside chaos.
And then one generation later, they forget.
That's true.
There's a South Park where Eric Cartman befriends Cthulhu, but it's kind of like a parody on My Neighbor Totoro.
Oh.
My
God.
That's amazing.
So Cthulhu is like this just like big.
Is that the Studio Ghibli movie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
It's their first one. It's one of those movies with no plot, so I like it.
I get really frustrated. I I love the animation in those movies.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's just something beautiful to look at. Crazy. But there's literally no plot in My Neighbor Totoro. It's just what it is.
Spirited Away is the best one.
Because there's a plot.
Yes. Absolutely.
But there is like the dark rumors of what My Neighbor Totoro actually is about. Have you seen those?
No.
Mm-mm. So apparently...
give a premise of the movie first.
The premise of My Neighbor Totoro is these two little girls are going off to a summer away, getaway summer thing with their dad, who's going to spend the time at this like cottage writing. And because it's closer to the hospital where their mom is staying at because their mom is sick. And so that's... the premise. What ends up happening is the two little girls are like hanging out in like their like meadow backyard, and then they encounter some magical creatures. And it's really cute. Like the little one gets like kind of lost in the forest, and the older one goes after her to find her. And then they find each other, and then they find a Totoro, which is like a big lovable like Totoro. Huggy monster. They like get caught in the rain because they're stuck in like the Pokemon. Spirit world for a little bit. And then they take a cat bus to go see their mom in the hospital. And they don't even go inside. They just kind of wave at her outside the window like, oh, look, there she is. Cool. And then they go back home. Like, that's it. That's the movie.
Yep. So you can see my problems with it from the very beginning.
So it's just really cute. There's nothing to it. It's just fun animation. There's like little lint monsters.
I love all of the characters. I love all the animation. The design is great.
It's just a feel-good, cute movie. However... apparently, I mean, and the creator of the director, he said, no, this is not it. Don't stop being
Miyazaki.
Yeah, he's like, no, this isn't it. But people have been able to correlate the movie with, they think it's about these sisters that actually went missing in an area very similar to that, and that the two girls are actually dead. Like, once they go into the spirit world, they're dead. They're not...
I am on board. That's awesome. That makes it so much better.
Because there was in a very similar area where that movie is based off, there was two sisters that I think drowned in a river, and there's little statues of them.
Uh-huh.
And the story, if you follow it that way, that the little one gets lost, because that's what happened. One got lost. The other one went to go try to find her.
And
they both died. So it would be about these kids essentially entering the spirit world. And the reason they were able to go see their mom in the hospital is because their mom's about to like die too. And they're going to like bring her on the cat bus. And So people were trying to what's this movie that doesn't make any sense? Oh, it's actually really dark. But
I
also
love
like
it.
More like kind of thing. Because the dad, whenever they go back home and they try to interact with the dad never responds to them either.
They're ghosts.
Like
they're
ghosts.
It.
Like the dad does not recognize that they've come back.
I don't care what Miyazaki says.
And the dad, I think at some point, because like the dad kind of sees a Totoro in the tree at some point, like he's just like, oh, like spirits, but he doesn't react to that his daughters were gone. So it's like, how long have they been actually been dead and all this stuff? Like, so like you could look it up online. It's one of those like classic anime theories to like make the story that's super simple like richer.
Yeah,
and it's just, but it's morbid as hell.
I love it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like it. I love it.
I gotta watch it and keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. If you keep that in mind,
makes it way more interesting because I've never heard that. Now I'm like, oh yeah, that's so much better. Anyway.
It's cute. It's a cute little thing. The song at the end, and with that song at the end, you're like, oh no.
I know.
Because it's just like Totoro, Totoro. Like it's not like.
Totoro, Totoro.
You'll like it for the cat bus, Louise.
The cat bus?
There's a cat bus.
Think of a bus.
Full of cats?
No.
What?
The bus is the cat.
They enter a cat?
They enter a giant cat
it's
bus.
It's a cat bus. It's exactly
it's a bus.
What it
Instead
like.
Of wheels, it's a bunch of legs. The eyes are the headlights. It's really cute.
Doesn't the cat bus make a reappearance in Spirited Away?
It might be in like the background of something, also ties to the whole thing. It's the spirit realm, people, blah, blah,
that's
blah.
That's it.
Isn't Studio Ghibli, didn't they make a movie where like a bunch of cats? Or no?
I think you're thinking of Aristocats. I'm pretty sure you're thinking of the Disney movie.
I think you're right.
Aristocats.
I forget the name, but yeah, I think they're.
That movie where it's like there's a cat person.
They're like humanoid cats.
Yeah. Also, because the Miyazaki goes in and out of retirement all the time, and I think he's currently on retirement, he's back on. The people who worked at Studio Ghibli, they just started another studio, so it's the same, similar animation style, and it's I think they're coming out with their first movie soon. It's called like The Witch and the Something Flower. It's like, and it's about a little girl and her little broomstick, and it's about witches. And I'm gonna go see it because
yeah,
that's my jam. I'll and it's in the Miyazaki style. It's from their animators and stuff. So.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's called like Studio. I forgot. It's on my Twitter. Hold on. Well, keep talking. I'm gonna look that up.
Okay. Well, we're gonna wrap it up because we're over time. I was just gonna play us. Oh, are you gonna play something?
No, I was just looking up to see the cats.
I was gonna play us out.
What is this?
Everybody wants to be a cat because the cat's the only cat. Who knows that?
Tell me.
Did you find this stuff?
Is this Disney?
Yes. I love that.
Strictly High Button Shoes.
Studio Panak.
Panak.
And
all right.
The movie is called Mary and the Witch's Flower.
Mary and the Witch's Flower. All right. Well, you're not going to get your normal playout music today. Today it's going to be the Aristocat.
I like when they smash through the levels.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. All right, Brett, you want to give us your hand? Where can people find you online?
People can find me on Instagram at Houston Brett.
Houston Brett. Mm-hmm. I'm at Spencer Stark.
You can just use me as a referral code for the HQ trivia.
Yeah, 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 do it.
At Louis 12, L-U-W-I 12.
And I'm Starlene X on Twitter.
That's it?
Yeah.
That we did it.
Ticky.
I survived. I didn't know if I was going
to
make it.
Cause the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. When playing jazz, you'll always have a welcome mat. Cause everybody wants to swing and cat. Oh, boy, fellas.
Goodbye forever.